April 30th, 2013, Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing on the approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. We can amend today's agenda under executive session. We can strike pending potential litigation and land acquisition, leaving job applicants, qualifications, and personnel.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of April 23rd. Any corrections, changes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are two letters. The first is from Clothing Our Kids. Thank you for your generous support and the $2,000 grant. This grant will be used entirely for purchasing clothing for elementary school children who do not have appropriate clothing to wear to school. This will directly impact their self-esteem, probability of attending school, and their ability to achieve their goals in Sussex County. The second letter is from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Delaware, Inc. Dear Sussex County Council, on behalf of everyone at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware, I would like to thank the County Council for your donation of $500 to support our 2013 Bowl for Kids' Sake. Your support of this important fundraiser will help us to continue to provide high-quality mentoring services for at-risk youth throughout Delaware. And that's from Raymond M. Quillen. And that is all.
Council, Mrs. Deaver.
I wanted to show the council the page 75 on this booklet that we sponsored, and I like everybody to see. It's in the Great Walks and Trails, and it talks about trails all over the county, east, west, north, south.
I recognize yours, Bob.
And I want to, let's see, I think that Chip did a good job, and so did the folks at the Cape Gazette who designed it. I'd like to share with you the agenda that from the meeting I went to about, it's called A Common Path Transition to a Sustainable, Healthy, and Economically Vibrant Delaware in the Changing Climate. I'd just like to have this made part of the record. I did attend it, and it was excellent. And I have a pack of letters, which I think just have to go to the county clerk of the council,
okay,
because they are about pending legislation.
Sure.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Any else from council?
Well, I got a letter. I just looked at it this morning from John Kane that has a series of questions for the council members, and I guess I just want the staff to be aware of it. Maybe you could take care of it more than I can answer, if you'll pass that down to Doug.
Did you say Kane?
John Kane, I suspect.
Kane, right. Okay, I see that.
Did you get it, Mr. President?
Well, I thought you said Kane.
Thank you.
Right, I got the same one. Yeah, those are good questions. They need
anything
to be
else from council? Okay. Mr. Lawson, Administrator's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item under the Administrator's Report. Per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for March, there were 4,609 total traffic arrests and 1,499 total criminal arrests. Of that, 609 were felony, 809D were misdemeanor criminal arrests. Of the total hours on duty spent, 41% were spent on criminal investigations. Number two, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will hold a special planning meeting tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1, 2013, at 9:30 at the Cheer Center on 20520 Sand Hill Road in Georgetown. During the meeting, the committee will continue discussion of its upcoming conference. And finally, please find the attached legislative update to the Administrator's Report, to which Mr. Hal Godwin will now provide more details on the General Assembly.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Mr. President, members of Council, I'll try to bring you up to date on the latest events that we're watching in the General Assembly. On the list, of course, the first bill is House Bill 14. This bill we have talked about briefly, was introduced really early in the session. It's been assigned to the House Appropriations Committee. There's been no further action on this bill since. House Bill 27, the Tax Interceptor Bill, appeared to me as though it wasn't moving. I spoke with Representative Short today, and he assured me that he's going to make an official request for this bill to be added to the agenda of the House Representatives for their action. It's been through the committee, and just sort of sitting on the ready list for several weeks, so I had some concern about the bill losing momentum. Representative Stewart assured me that he'll work on that today. The third bill on our review, House Bill 44, the American Flag Bill, that I call it, has been assigned to the passed the House and been assigned in the Senate to the Community County Affairs Committee, which is chaired by Senator Bethany Hall Long. It has not yet been scheduled for a hearing.
Can we find out what initiated that bill?
The flag bill?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. It just seems like it's a, to me, I would think it's just a housekeeping bill to allow folks to demonstrate their patriotism without any zoning regulations.
But has there been a community that has made it illegal? I'm just trying to figure out if it's
I'm not sure.
Put forth because of a problem or if it's just political posture.
I'm not sure.
There was a problem.
There was? Yes. Okay, that's good. In Salvador. Yeah. Okay. If you could find out more about that, Mr. Godwin, I'd appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. The next one is a bill that has not yet been numbered because it hasn't been introduced. This is the bill that I call the Clerk of the Peace bill because it would eliminate the Clerk of the Peace as an elected row office. The bill just hasn't seemed to gather much support. It's been floated around the House of Representatives for several weeks. I haven't seen any co-sponsors. I haven't seen the bill gather much momentum. I also have not been able to get a call back from the representative who was initiating the bill, Representative Hudson.
Could you, Mr. Godwin, if I can interrupt you again, cross-reference this bill with the, I guess for lack of a better word, gay marriage bill? It seems as if there's references to the Clerk of the Peace either in the gay marriage bill or the civil union bill that could have an effect if this bill were to pass.
Okay.
Thank you.
House Bill 63 is a constitutional amendment to preserve the right for farmers to forever engage in farming. I did contact Representative Atkins, who is the primary sponsor. He explained to me that he had initiated this bill because of numerous complaints that he'd heard from people in the community, not just farmers. He said there were complaints coming from people about the usual effects of farming, dust, odor, and so forth, and that that would cause DENREC to come out to the scene to do an investigation, of which he, as we feel also, the farmers should have the right to do what they need
so
to do.
So that's what
farm.
It's about. Okay.
Right.
I'll be done.
And Representative Atkins also told me that he was probably going to strike this bill from the record in the very near future. And he may come back with other legislation once you could define more clearly
right.
what issues need to be dealt with. The next bill, which does not have a number, the senior school property tax credit program that's being reviewed around the Senate. We're already compliant with what this bill suggests, so we don't need to really take a position on that unless you'd like to. The other Senate bill that's being circulated around the Senate chamber, I contacted Senator Peterson and asked her if she intended for this bill to also exclude or exempt school taxes. And her response was a little interesting. She said that, A, she didn't draft the bill, that she had an attorney in the Senate draft it, and that she would talk with him today when she visited him to find out if he intended for it to include school taxes, because she did not. She explained to me that she really didn't intend to exempt school taxes, just county property taxes in this particular category. So I'll know later today from her whether or not this bill will be amended before it's introduced or exactly what she intends to do with it. But it has not yet been introduced because she's been waiting for comments back from us as well as the other two counties. Next bill is House Bill 74. This is the health care bill that we've discussed somewhat. I wanted to explain that I think Gina Jennings did a pretty good job last week of explaining the layers for you. The layers are that there's a federal health care bill which has initiated certain taxes to be concerned about, which we've discussed. Then there's a state level, which Delaware is currently establishing health care exchanges to provide coverage for all residents which will comply with the federal regulations. That's a separate layer. So one doesn't trump the other. Your question last week was, does the state, would the state law circumvent or go over the authority of the federal law? And the answer to that is no. The state actions at this point, endeavors at this point, are to comply with the federal law. This bill, House Bill 74, however, appears to me as though it's separate from all of that. It appears to me, from the way I read the bill, that this would be a possible plan to cover everyone in Delaware if they wanted to do that, rather than the current system that the lieutenant governor is trying to assemble, which is this exchange program where people who don't have health insurance can buy into an exchange. So I think that House Bill 74 is a separate, to answer your question, a separate initiative totally from the federal program and what Delaware is currently doing. I also have not seen or heard of a lot of support for House Bill 74. It doesn't seem to be moving quickly. And finally, the report on the Animal Welfare Committee is due out today. I had not received a copy of it yet at 10 minutes of 10, but I know Senator Blevins is going to release that bill, that report later today as required by state law. And I would assume she'll then be introducing some legislation to codify the suggestions that are recommended in the report. That concludes my report, unless there are questions.
Question, Mr. Godwin?
I have a question. There's a lot of regulations going around in the state level. I'd like to someday get an update on what they're looking at. I think they have a stormwater and drainage regulation change. They had a hearing on the 23rd. I'd like to get an update where they are on that. And we did send somebody to the Sea Level Rise Committee, and I'd like to get a report on what that committee has determined and what our position is. So is there somebody that could report on regulations? Because the legislative report is excellent.
There are minutes, I believe, and I believe the regulations that they're discussing are online. I can send them to you. I've received a copy of them. There's a copy of the regulations that are being discussed, mm-hmm. and then there's a deeper study of more technical information that backs up the report. Mm-hmm. I can send both of those to you if you'd like.
Please do that, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can also tell you that if you'd like to contact the person that is dedicated to sea level rise issues at DNREC, that's Susan Love. I can send you her contact information as well.
Right, but what are we doing then?
And doesn't Jeff Shockley attend those meetings for us?
Yes.
That's correct, yes.
But what are we doing?
You can contact Jeff Shockley for sure. Yeah.
Right, in other words, but what is the county's position?
We don't have a position.
On any of that? We don't have a position.
I don't know if we've got any expertise on sea level rise with our staff. Mike, do you have anybody in your group that knows anything about sea level rise?
No. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the sun going to shine tomorrow?
Sam probably knows as much as anybody up here about sea level rise.
Susan Webb, Economic Development Grant Applications.
Thank you. The Sussex County Economic Development Committee met on March 15th of this year to hear two applicants for consideration of a Sussex County Economic Development Grant. And Mrs. Julie Wheatley is here today to help represent the Economic Development Committee, as well as Mr. Lawson and I. Those applicants are Atlantis Industries Corporation and Grayland Industries, part of New ILC Dover. Today, the council will hear presentations from both applicants, and the Economic Development Committee will have recommendations for council to consider. Before they present, I just want to mention a few items, and then I'll follow up after their presentation. In your packet was a lot of information that you received, and was a lot of summary information. It told about the Economic Development Committee agenda, what these businesses were doing, the minutes from the meeting, and the applications from both applicants. And today, representing Atlantis Industries is Mr. Dave Bunny. Do you want to start, Mr. Bunny? And following Atlantis Industries will be a presentation from Grayland Industries, ILC Dover, and Mr. Brad Walters.
We don't have any staff people.
Good morning.
We don't have anyone on staff.
Yeah, you want me to pass it?
We just taking it.
Oh.
This is the Milton one?
Yes, this is the one that is in Milton, Delaware.
No.
Welcome.
Welcome, good morning. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our presentation today and to get a little bit more information from Atlantis Industries and why we're applying for the grant. This should be fairly brief and pass copies out for everyone that you can follow along if you would like to. We've included a couple of pictures of the site in Milton. We have two basic buildings. Who are we? We're a 50-year-old company in Milton, been in Milton since the beginning, and we are a full-service custom injection molding company. We also are a tool-making facility. We are ISO 9001 and 16949 certified, as well as ITAR registered, so we can do a number of different industries and support their needs. And what we do, we are experts at taking concepts or ideas and turning them into production-ready, production-worthy parts. And basically, it can be anything that's plastic or plastic with other materials, because we do overmold and other things that, as you see in some of your products, that have sometimes plastic with metal embedded in it, that sort of thing. We can do that. We can use almost any kind of plastic. Primarily, we do a lot of engineering-grade stuff because of the military and that sort of thing, that they have a lot of specialized materials that we can use. And a lot of our expertise is in value added. So we can support the customer not just with injection molded parts, but we do assembly, some assembly. We can even hold some of the inventory, direct ship for them, do pretty much anything the customer wants. And so that's part of our claim, is to being very diverse. And that's another part of it. Since we've been in Delaware for 50 years, a good 20% or maybe just a little bit more of our customer base is actually right here in Delaware. So we do deal with an awful lot of companies in here, and we continue to try to grow that percentage of the business as well. Our ownership structure: Atlantis is owned by a private investment group and senior management of Murray Corporation in Hunt Valley, Maryland. They acquired Atlantis in August of 2008, and several of the markets that they have, we are currently in, and the idea was synergies between the two companies in a couple of industries, military and industrial, and that has worked out very well for us as two sister companies. Our facility details: again, we're located south end of Milton. Always have been there. We have a fully equipped metrology lab. That helps us to support the automobile industry particularly. We have an on-site full-service tool shop. We can build molds up to any size for the presses that we have on site now. And what we can't build, we have a good partnership with other companies, both stateside and in Portugal and China. We do a lot of secondary operations, as I mentioned before. We have a very, I would say, significant assembly operation, I'll get into a little bit further in the presentation on that. We also have a lot of automation that goes with our injection molding. We have servo-controlled robots, conveyor systems that are, use electronic eyes and sensors and such to help us to automate what processes we can. And helps our labor costs, but it also drives us into a little higher bracket as far as the technical expertise needed for a lot of our employees. We have a portable class 100,000 clean room for some of our fringe medical that we have, and our facilities are climate controlled because of the nature of some of the processes we have, and it does help in the air conditioning in the summer for our employees. They appreciate that. And here's our industry served. And it has worked to our advantage to be across multiple industries, to be successful through some of the downturns in the economy that have happened in the area, which, because it doesn't seem to hit every single element, If automotive's down, maybe some industrial might be up, or maybe some of the military applications might kick in a little higher, or medical. So the diversity has worked very, very much to our success. And here's some of the names of some of our customers. And you can see several of them are right here in Delaware. Some are not very far down the street, actually. Our plans for the future, we are looking at 100% sales growth by 2014. We were a little less than $4 million in sales last year. We'll be six-something this year, and we'll be over eight next year. We expect to double again by 2020, probably much sooner than that, the rate that our sales seems to be going right now. But taking for economic ups and downs, we're being pretty conservative at 2020. As you can see, we anticipate an increase in our workforce by 20 full-time employees by next year. We were at 36 6 months ago, and we will probably easily hit that 20, could hit it this year. I mean, we're really going very well. We're seeing a very strong first and second quarter this year, so we're very optimistic about these numbers. As being real numbers, not just numbers that somebody threw on a wall somewhere. Like I say, we're at, I think, 48 right now from 36 6 months ago, and I've got four open positions. So, like I said, we aren't padding anything here. We are really growing, and we're growing in very solid full-time positions, as well as we do have a part-time pool on top of that, too, but that's not really part of the presentation here. Our capital investments, we expect to spend almost $2.5 million by 2016. We have over $700,000 slated for this year. As a matter of fact, we just put our funding together for a purchase of almost $500,000 piece of equipment that we expect to get to support our automotive business by the fourth quarter of this year. So We do have a lot of capital investments, and we certainly do have some significant investments in our building renovations, which, again, I'll talk a little bit more at the end. Questions and comments?
It's very impressive, and if I'm getting too close to confidential information, I don't understand. How much debt are you carrying?
We're pretty cash flush at this point in time. We don't really do a lot of financing, although with the kind of growth that we see here, we know that that's going to be inevitable, that we're going to be doing, you know, a significant portion of that.
So right now you have no debt?
At this point in time, I believe, all things considered, we're under $100,000 of everything.
And the net income, what is your margin when you say you have $8 million in the sales? Is that $7.9 in expenses?
Well, we're kind of hold the margin number kind of close to the vest. So.
There is no problem?
Yeah, that's right.
Who is your competition?
Competition? Well, literally, we have all sorts of competition nationwide as custom injection molders there.
How about in Delaware?
About in Delaware? Not really in Delaware. We have some in New Jersey because there's a lot of injection molding shops in Delaware. There are a couple in Pennsylvania, a couple in Maryland.
You just said Jersey, but then you said Delaware.
Well, excuse me, Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. Sorry, nothing really in Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you are so cash flush, why come to us for a grant?
Well, to this point, we've been able to be that way because of the growth up to this point. With the numbers we're looking at, where we're currently located, we're going to have to put, as it showed in the slide, over $250,000 into renovations to the building just to be able to stay in this building, in the buildings that we're leasing right now. We don't own the building. We lease it. The landlord's already told us that the landlord will not front the money for that. If he does, it'll be rent increases. So
how long will that lease extend for? 10 years?
Well, we're just completing our first five, and we're looking at right now year to year until our landlord will commit to what he's going to do from the construction standpoint. In the meantime, we're looking at having to do some serious renovations to the second of the two buildings I showed you at the very beginning slide.
Right.
It's a basic warehouse, and it's not insulated. It's not fully watertight, and we expect our assembly to grow so much with the added people that we're going to have to move the assembly from the other building into that building once we can get it renovated. And we've gotten quotes now that approach $75,000+ to renovate that building, of which, you know, that would be stuff we'd have to start financing if we...
It's a very impressive program that you've got, and the money that we would grant you would go toward renovating the existing building you're in that you lease from
Correct.
Someone. Is there any guarantee that next year, you say you're on a year-to-year lease, next year he may say, I've decided to lease it to someone else, or I've decided to increase your lease by, you know, threefold?
Well, if the landlord comes back, and I just talked to him on the phone yesterday. He's planning on coming. He's out in California right now. He's planning on being here within the next 2 weeks, where we're going to talk about location of a 10,000-square-foot warehouse or such. He happens to own the 4 acres right next to the property that we're on that he also owns. That's all undeveloped, but is already, it can be light industry. He's already got road access and all that stuff done. We just have to work with him to find out how much additional space and buildings and what he will do for us to, you know, so that we can stay there. But, you know, again, we are very much committed, you know, to being here where we are. We've been here for 50 years. All but one of our employees is in Sussex County, okay? Mm-hmm. The reason that we did not relocate this past year from where we are back to Hunt Valley with our sister company, because they had a facility there that we could have moved in that would have been big enough for us to do, was the quality of our workforce. That was the primary reason. Plus, the state did step in and help us with some grants themselves to keep us in Delaware.
Great.
So that helped us to, you know, made the decision pretty much a no-brainer for us. The idea is we still want to stay in Milton. We want to stay right where we're at.
So you had relocation options and chose Sussex to stay in Sussex County?
Correctly. Yeah, absolutely. We did do that. We actually, at one point in time, we're looking at other pieces of property in Seaford.
Right.
Georgetown right here at the airport. Matter of fact,
Milton's the best. That's my district.
Well, like I say, we've got a great workforce. A lot of our people walk to work right in town there.
I was going to ask you about that. You're in town,
mm-hmm.
and you've had good support from the town itself for what you want to do.
Not really any feedback from the town. I mean, I've met with the mm-hmm. mayor and the city manager middle of last summer.
Mm-hmm.
They actually
mm-hmm.
came to the, you know, the plant,
mm-hmm.
plant tour
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. But most of the support that they thought they could give was in the way of expediting permits for construction,
yes. right.
that sort of thing. They really said they didn't have
I didn't think about financial support.
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking about cooperation and adequate infrastructure to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. They've also come back with opportunities for nearby warehousing space.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
If we don't get the warehouse, 10,000-square-foot warehouse, doesn't get built right where we're at, it does appear that there are some nearby locations that are, 5, 10, 15,000 square feet that they can lease to us so that we could move our warehouse, inventory and WIP nearby.
Close
and
enough.
And then we could expand our manufacturing operations, because that's really what's pushing everything out right now is the manufacturing.
But close enough to be practical, then.
Correct. Yeah, because we really want to be where we can have a straight truck that runs back and forth on a daily basis and doesn't take up a person's full-time day.
So the facility you have now, the amount of acreage or whatnot, is really not going to be enough, I guess, in what you're saying. It'll be enough for some. You're going to renovate a building. That shouldn't take up a lot of space. But you have, is there any other limit on that property as far as space available?
Well, since we're 24 shift or 24-hour operation, our workforce tends to be spread out over all three shifts. So from a parking perspective, at least, that was one of the first things that we were fairly concerned about. Mm-hmm. And certainly on day shift, we pretty much pack the area right now, but because we add on the off shift as fast as we add on the day shifts, it kind of spreads it out a little bit so that we haven't run into that situation. However, the landlord has been pretty flexible in letting us park on the undeveloped land next door for the occasional, you know, days when we have visitors and that sort of thing, where we have extra traffic.
We have a lot of vacant businesses in Milton, and I'm thrilled about this opportunity. I'm glad you're staying in Milton.
I am too. I can't say enough about our workforce. I'm a firm believer that they are your resource, and realistically, a lot of our growth that you're seeing there are with an existing customer base. We are not actively going out and looking for new customers at this point in time.
That's
the existing
the
customers are coming to us with more and more business because of our track record with them, our quality, our on-time delivery, our general service, and it all comes back to the person that's on the phone or out there visiting, mm-hmm. you know, and talking to them and working through the details. I know we've got a big program with ILC, you know, that's right down the road from us, and literally we go back and forth on a basis, you know, on almost a biweekly basis, you know, to work through the opportunities for the programs that we are working on jointly, and that's a plus to do that.
Cole? Just two quick questions. Is the landlord locally owned? Is it a locally owned? Landlord local?
He was. He's just recently taken a house out in California. He still has property here. I think he still has a house in Lewis.
Okay. But basically it's locally owned. Okay. And the workforce, you talked about your quality workforce. What's the average years an employee, would you say? Could you estimate?
I would say the average is 7 to 10.
7 to 10
years. I've got, you know, since we just recently hired quite a lot of people, it's probably skewed it down a little bit because I guess we've added 16 or 18 people already in the last 6 months. Yeah, pretty much that.
And you're up to how many employees then at this point?
I think we've got 48 full-time and probably 5 or 6 part-time.
Close to 50, okay. All right. That's all.
One question to the council?
And that's your growth since we have, even when you have applied to the county, because when we went and took a tour of the operation, you were at, I believe, 36 is the number that you were maintaining and staying in Sussex County. So you've gone from 36 to 48 since in just a couple months.
So, yeah, it's been
So the grant covers what now? Explain the grant again.
Well,
is it just
I can
a flat
do that now
grant,
if you'd
or,
like.
Is it, or is it targeted to something? And
And I neglected to mention Everett Moore also as part of our Economic Development Committee. I have reviewed the financial statements for both of the companies, and even though they are very private, and so I have seen them, and I have looked for any concerns, which I have found none. The recommendation from the Economic Development Committee will be grant $800 a job for these applicants. The $800 job ties to the incentive program that was brought before council on November 29, 2011, when we did that incentives program and we tried to tie it to building permits and property taxes and things that we could do an abatement on, which, as you had mentioned, Mr. Cole, before, there's just not a lot to offer in county services to get any substantial funds because we have low taxes.
Right.
And if it was in a town or anything else like that, there's no sewer, so you know it was tough to do the incentives. But we did tie a value to a job of $800. And the Economic Development Fund was created in 2004 and has been very successful. Our grant documents will contain specific language out as how do the grants are to be paid out. For instance, a job will be defined as a full-time job with benefits. We're going to have clawback provisions that will need to be maintained. For instance, the jobs will have to last 3 years. We're working with Everett's office right now to hammer down these grant documents and all the specifics that they will contain. We will go in and audit every 6 months to look at their grant at their job level to make sure that the money that they have received, their jobs are still there, and then pay them on the additional jobs until their grant is fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And we will look at their employment records and verify to tie these jobs to the grant. Both of the applicants that you will see today have partnered with the state of Delaware and received their state strategic fund capital expenditures grant, as well as their job grants.
It's tied to jobs. And obviously, if you did move in a couple of years, the grant ceases, right? I mean, we're not funding jobs outside Sussex County.
That's the whole point.
That's the thing. So, that's fine. So it's tied to jobs.
As well as the grants that they receive from the state. Now, a performance grant that's tied to jobs and a strategic capital grant that's tied more to your capital expenditures that you spend, you get a percent.
It's new jobs, not of any of the existing jobs. It's just going forward, right?
When they put application in, sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It doesn't go forever. It's what they applied for their application. I mean, it doesn't go on for the next 3 years, whatever job they add. It's the here and now. There's an end to it, is what I mean.
Anything else for Mrs. Webb?
Well, does the money come, is it up front?
They have existing jobs mm-hmm. that they have decided to keep in Sussex County and not relocate. Also, they have, from news to me today, 12 new jobs since we have mm-hmm. last heard their application.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in their case, they would get some up front, and we would check regularly to see how that job progress is going.
Well, how can they do a renovation without the money?
Well, our money's not a big dollar amount that they're going to.
Not a big part of it. Oh, I see.
Not, like the state money that's tied to capital. You're not going to get a lot of renovations done, but you will mm-hmm. get something and a partnership with Sussex County, because we are very interested in providing jobs for the county.
Right, but the money comes in increments, or does it come all at once? And that's my question.
Both if they have jobs now and mm-hmm. increments. So okay. The questions, yes, both.
Okay, increments.
Yes.
All right.
One more question, Mrs. Webb? You have you going to do this?
Well, we can do both motions
at
the end,
Do these one at a time?
They would need to be voted on separately.
Okay.
You could do one now and one later, or do them both after, either way.
I'm not prepared to vote on this. No offense. You've got a great... Sounds like a great product, and you present well. I just have some questions about this lease. It's going to go to year after this year.
That's 5 years for the first time. Then it goes year to year.
Well, the first one expires in August of 2013. Is that right?
Correct.
So this August. Mm-hmm. You'll then go to a year-to-year lease?
Well, if we need to, I don't know how long the landlord will need to do what
you're
the landlord
negotiations
needs to do.
Right now.
Right. He could just come back and say, we'll start construction, and then we could sign another 5 or 10 year lease based upon whatever he comes back. Our biggest concern is making sure that whatever we work out is something that will take our expansion.
Right.
Because we know that the size we have now will not fit.
How much is the grant for?
$44,800.
If they get all
we
the
can
jobs.
Make it contingent on that lease being in place and signed.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would make me more.
Yeah, because we have, it is already contingent upon Mr. Moore and Mr. Lawson approving the final grant documents, which ties that clawback in. So we can just add about the lease if that is suitable for you.
Yeah, that works.
Well, could I ask a quick question? Could
sure.
it be expanded to any lease staying in Sussex County? I mean, what if this lease doesn't work out and we end up moving to Georgetown into one of the buildings there? Would that still be sufficient?
Sure. As long as your job, what you applied for, continues at that job pace, because that's what the grant's based on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
the growth won't stop. I mean, if we move, it's because we're growing to the point we can't fit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you do have a future there, size-wise and everything else, and with the cooperation of the town.
Right.
Okay.
It looks to me at this point in time that either the landlord will come back and do what we want them to do, or we can find subleases in the Milton area for warehousing and that sort of thing. I mean, that's what appears to be at this point in time.
I would guess there might not be a...
Well, Schaefer's office could use them, right?
I'm sure our place could use them.
I hear a lot of talk around the town that they do need more businesses or to sustain the business that they have there, and I hope that landlord realizes that because the town needs it.
Mrs. Webb, you have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council grant Atlantis Industries Corporation $800 per job from the Economic Development Fund in the form of a grant not to exceed $44,800, contingent upon our attorney and county administrator having final grant document approval, and the lease with the landlord has been completed and signed and executed.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
Can you put a
Mr. Phillips?
a year, if this is a year-to-year lease, that's not satisfactory to me. I think we got to have at least a five-year commitment from that landlord. I think this gentleman is outstanding, but I don't know this landlord. And we're going to put money ultimately is going to be.
Well, it's still contingent on him staying in Sussex
right,
County. So if
yeah,
they get it, they're still in Sussex County.
He might go to Laurel.
Yeah, so I think it's
fine. Get a year-to-year lease that is signed that meets the tenets of this motion. The money goes into the renovation of mm-hmm. this facility in Milton, and the next year the Milton landlord says, you know, you got to leave, then he doesn't have to stay in Sussex County at that point. And we've fixed up this landlord's facility. It doesn't really seem like we're helping him as much as we're helping this mm-hmm. landlord unless we have at least a five-year commitment.
What are you in negotiation for with the lease?
Well, right now, we're open to whatever will work for expansion. I mean, aside from working with the landlord right now, I have met with a couple of realtors in Sussex County for some of the, you know, either build-a-suit mm-hmm. at the airport. I believe mm-hmm. there's a development potential right down there. We looked at some land 3 weeks ago on that, and that would certainly be a 10-year if we did something like that. So it would be long-term, I guess, to his point. He does make a good point in the sense is, you know, I think, you know, from our proposal here, we're looking out at least 2016 to have, you know, 20 more jobs, and that's kind of what we're tied to the state. I don't know if that would be an equivalent thing that you could do for Sussex County, saying that, you know, the jobs have to be created and stayed in Sussex County, somewhere in Sussex County, to at least that date.
Right.
And then let us worry about whether it's a 10-year lease or 5-year lease or multiple 1-year leases. Does that make sense?
Do you want me to reframe it? That,
so. Yes, and one of the things, too, that we're doing subsequent to the meeting, depending on council's directions, but I'd discuss with Ms. Webb, we're drafting a document that'll be very similar to a commitment letter that a bank would give, but in this case, it's not a loan, but it is a grant which will define all the terms and any contingencies that the council desires to be in there. For example, callback provision, that the jobs stay in Sussex County, and those kind of things will be in that document that we're going to be drafting, and we'll have signatures from council and from the applicant.
And it's not tied to Milton, so it could be used anywhere.
We can do that depending on council's direction, mm-hmm. and I think that's very good to have it such that it would be tied to Sussex County.
Sussex County, right. Mm-hmm.
I believe Mr. Phillips is on the right direction, and for your own benefit, I would certainly get a longer lease, because once you fix that building up and renovate it, then he certainly has the option of going up on you, and there you are stuck.
Well, I definitely agree with you.
So I would definitely go for a long lease before I did a whole lot of spending on that thing.
Yeah, because we do have, like it's showing there, $245,000 of our money we know is going to have to go into renovating where we currently are now. So, yeah, there's, I guess, impetus on both sides for us to come to some agreement on being able to have a longer-term lease.
Mm-hmm. Right. The total amount of the grant is how much?
$44,800.
Yeah, so I could add it on the motion that all jobs applied for stay in Sussex County, which would cover mm-hmm. the Milton, Georgetown lease building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it over?
Again?
Okay. Be it moved that Sussex County Council grant Atlantis Industries Corporation $800 per job from the Economic Development Fund in the form of a grant not to exceed $44,800, contingent upon our attorney and county administrator having final grant documents approval and all jobs applied for stay within Sussex County.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Again.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any questions on this motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I still have trepidation about these types of programs. They use taxpayer dollars to pick winners and losers. And that's not free enterprise, in my opinion. But we do have a program in place. And this company, I think, is very unique in that they're coming to us in a very stable position. They have very little debt. They have sales, which are tremendous when you consider the size of this grant. The grant is tied to jobs specifically. And we are guaranteeing that they are going to stay in Sussex County. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
And to add to that, you've been here already 50 years, so it looks like you're pretty...
We don't want to go
pretty in. Reliable, so I'll vote yes.
I agree with the feelings of council. I think I had the opportunity to tour your facility. It was very impressive. I think you do a great job. One of the keys was at least keeping the jobs here to start with. You had the opportunity to go to Maryland or another county in Delaware. And you chose to stay here, and we certainly appreciate that. It's good for the people that work in this county, and we're going to grow, and we appreciate it. So I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, sir.
Well, thank you very much for the approval. Yeah, it was great presenting to all of you and meeting you and seeing some of you again.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bunny. Okay, well, up next, Mr. Walters.
Good
morning. From Grayling Industries, ILC Dover.
So you know what you're in.
Now you know what to expect. What questions can I ask?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
We just got warmed up on him.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready.
There's this bigger money.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, good morning, and thank you for considering this application. A little bit different presentation than what Dave provided for Atlantis, and as he said, they are a supplier of ours and been a valued supplier for over 20 years working with ILC Dover. So getting into this, basically what we're doing is bringing a manufacturing operation from Mexico into Sussex County, and it was a decision our corporation made after an acquisition of this company in Mexico that's also based in Atlanta. So we're basically moving all the Mexican operations to Seaford, and we're also bringing the warehousing that occurs in Mexico, El Paso, and Atlanta into Seaford. And the biggest issue for us is with an acquisition, which is hard enough, transferring operations makes it more difficult. We need to keep all our customers happy. They're new customers to us. You know, we've kept the core salespeople within the organization, but we're basically only bringing 2 to 3 people out of Mexico up into Seaford, and we're only probably transferring 5 to 6 people out of our Frederica operations into Seaford. So the rest of the people, which will be over 100, will be new employees coming from the local areas here. And, you know, we just have to keep our customers happy. That's really the objectives here. Just quickly, their customers are in the chemical industry, the food and dairy industry, and in what you'd call cosmetics industries. And they make bulk liners that you see here. Basically, they're transferring liquids and powders between manufacturing operations at their customer sites. And they're also basically a world's leader in asbestos remediation products. They supply shelters, they provide glove bags, and they provide chemicals that allow asbestos removal to be done safely. This is a picture of their current manufacturing location in Mexico. Gives you a sense of the type of equipment we're talking about. This is one cell out of eight or nine. You know, one cell is kind of combined there. And you can see that there's basically 10 operators on this one cell that's operating. This is a, basically the process that we're using to do this transfer between the facilities. We've set up a steering team, which I'm a member of, along with the president of the company and our vice president of finance. And we basically have a Delaware setup subcommittee, Delaware operations, equipment move. Basically, we're spending about $6 million out of pocket, plus the kind of get out of Mexico costs that we have to spend, because there's severance pays and all those things, and aren't caught are that $6 million in order to transfer this operation. This is the schedule. I'm not going to go over it in detail. Basically, what it's saying is, in May, we start moving the equipment from Mexico into Seaford, and by the end of June, early July, the first production line has been validated, and we're starting to make sellable product. And then basically every, say, 7 to 8 weeks, we're going to be moving a line such that by the end of May of 2014, the whole operation is in Seaford, and we're no longer in Mexico.
But that is your company in Mexico?
They're really a contract manufacturer for us right now. They, we do not, the equipment we own, the people basically are a contract manufacturer for another company at this stage. I mean, they used to be part of the same Grayling company, but we didn't buy them that way.
Okay.
Our ownership did not want to own anything in Mexico. So nine production lines, you know, there's 85 pieces of equipment we have to transfer from Mexico to here, so that's a big part of what we're trying to do. We're trying to get our hands around how we can safely transfer all this equipment safely and set it back in place in Seaford, and it worked the same way it did the day before it left Mexico. So that's one of our key things that we're working with, you know, custom brokers on, riggers from transport companies, you know, specialists that are used to unloading and offloading this type of equipment. Because some of the equipment can be actually up to 30 feet long. One piece. So it's what we're working on, make it successful. So this is kind of the summary slide, you know, the information I provided there. The numbers we provided in the application, I think, start around 115, 125, 135 over the 3 years. We think that's conservative. I mean, that's basically saying the company's not going to grow. Our plan is to grow the company. So we believe we're going to be bringing over 135 jobs to this area in the next 3-4 years. So now you can have at me.
Questions of council?
I'm glad to see something coming from Mexico instead of going there.
Reshoring's nice.
I guess I'll maybe throw some of the same questions out. How's your debt to...
Well, Grayling's debt is pretty low. New ILC Dover's debt's over $100 million. So, you know, we got to pay it back every quarter to the banks, make them happy. But we're a fairly solvent company. You know, we've been in Delaware for 65 years, and, you know, we keep our customers happy. You know, the company's in good shape.
Fairly solvent. It's not very reassuring.
Well, yeah, so what's happened here is the company was, ILC Dover was recently sold. We're owned by a capital venture firm. They sold it from this investment firm to another investment firm within their same company. And with that, we assumed a lot more debt than we've ever had in my career anyway. But it's less than half our EBITDA.
It's less than half of what?
Our GPM, EBITDA being earnings before interest, taxes and depreciation, amortization, EBITDA. That's how we get graded by our ownership.
What was your company sales last year?
Okay, ILC Dover is about 105 to 110 million. Grayling's in the 25 million range, so 130 million total between the two companies.
In sales.
In sales.
Okay. And is this going to be... Maybe these questions are going to be answered as far as the grant goes. It's also tied $800.
It's exactly the same, although they have applied for 115 jobs, so their grant would be $92,000. much bigger company, much bigger workforce. I believe when I talked to you, Mr. Walters, you were telling me 20 every 2 months is how you think they might
come on. Yeah, we'll be adding 15 to 20 jobs every 2 months.
Right, which is a lot of jobs in specifically Seaford, but a lot of jobs in Sussex County. So that's what we'll be looking at.
Okay.
And these are new jobs. All these are new jobs because, like you said, a couple sales people coming from Mexico, but obviously the workforce is not coming. So this is, I think you've even had a job fair.
A job fair a couple weeks ago. Had
so you're
over
starting.
400 applicants.
Oh, wow.
Started picking the operators that we're going to bring into the plan in the late May, early June time frame to start training.
Great. Do you participate in the kind of job fair that's going to be in Rehoboth this afternoon?
No. Wrong person to ask. Sorry, Mr.
Okay. Just curious.
His people will do that.
Yeah.
He's got people.
Not my people, but the people from our HR department.
And what is your title?
I'm Vice President of Operations.
I do. Unless there's any other questions?
Can you read your motion?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council grant ILC Dover Grayling Industries $800 per job in the Economic Development Fund in the form of a grant not to exceed $92,000, with our attorney and county administrator having final grant document approval.
I do have one more thing. We signed a 10-year lease, 10-year option.
Good.
Entertain a motion for council.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Well, I can't brag about your very little debt. Having that much debt in consideration of those sales is a concern. But
we're good.
The thought that we're going to be bringing jobs back to the United States from Mexico is something that really does my heart well.
Ours also.
I mean, I was a big Ross Perot fan back in the 90s, and when he said the giant sucking sound was jobs leaving America and going overseas into Mexico, I never thought that I would live to see the day that those jobs would come back. And I think, if for no other reason, I think that I will vote yes, and I wish you luck.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, it's pretty obvious why he's coming back to Delaware. All the Mexicans have done left Mexico to come up here, so they got a good job.
God, sad.
Anyway, I vote yes.
Thank you, sir.
I share Mr. Phillips's thoughts, I think, in the fact it's great. I think great that we're bringing jobs back into this country. And I am personally very happy you're relocating into Seaford. But so is the western side of Sussex County and all of Sussex County. People out there need jobs, and these will be good jobs. And congratulate you. Thank you for all you're doing. And I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Walters, for coming in today.
Good luck to you guys.
And Mr. Bunny, thank you. I will be in touch.
Mr. Mike Izzo. Greenwood Library Project Update.
Good morning. I just need to brief the council on an ongoing situation involving our construction of the Greenwood Library. We met with our contractor about a week and a half ago, and they informed us that the metal building, which was scheduled to be delivered on actually today and start erection, would not be delivered to the site until August 8th. This represents a delay of over 100 days and pushes the date of completion of the Greenwood Library. It was scheduled to be complete on November 8th. It pushes it back to February 21st of next year. There are penalties built into the contract that amount to $1,000 a day. Those penalties covers the continued rental of the temporary library location in Greenwood, the rental of storage units where we're actually storing the library materials. The temporary library is only a small portion of its full services. Extra inspection costs, and then also interest during construction. What we can't put a cost on is the users of the library continue to see reduced services for an extra 3-month period occupying the temporary site. The contractor intends to perform all the site work possible prior to the erection of the building. We anticipate we're going to see a shutdown on or about May 15th. The contractor will remobilize about a week before the building arrives in August. And there's no action to be taken by the county council. We're just bringing it to your attention. We'll move on from there.
Any questions? The motion is open, council. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Brad Hawks, West Complex Renovation Project, change order number one.
Not terrible news. Good morning, all. Just to bring you up to speed, we're in the final phases of the West Complex renovation, and the carpet's going down today, as a matter of fact, on the second floor, and many positive things have happened. I think the users are going to be pleased with the space. We have, during construction, encountered a few things that we would like to have some upgrades, and one of the most significant one on the documents that I believe were sent to you was the lighting at the West Complex. And that actually is not a new idea. We had proposed that in the bid document as a bid alternate, and we did not award it because we thought the price was excessive. It was about $6,800 to do it through the bid document. So this is a big part of this change order represents a better price negotiated on the lights that we had intended to replace anyway, and we've negotiated a better price, as you could see on your summary there, for those the lighting. The other items were much smaller in nature, a receptacle here, a light fixture there type of thing, and there was one fire marshal related item with some emergency lighting. So if you have any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Hawks? You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number one with John L. Briggs of Georgetown, Delaware, for the Sussex County Project 12-20 renovations to the annex building be approved, which increases the contract amount by $7,730 for a new total of $82,960, and increases the contract time by 21 calendar days.
Take a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Thank you. We have 9 today. The first one, Trap Pond Partners.
This is a new grant, correct?
This is a new grant.
This is the one where they have all the fourth graders go to the trap pond that
yes,
day.
For a healthy kids day.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. They request, what did they request the number?
$1,000.
Okay. Any pleasure, council?
Make a motion, we give $200. This is fourth graders throughout the county?
The whole county.
The whole county.
1,000 of them.
Now, is there, you don't have any funds, right? Do we do... Now, there was some...
Why don't you
Adam?
Look at the point of that,
yeah.
George.
No, I'm just trying to find out if we can... Are we still including
yes.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
In,
yes.
And she, okay, that's... I'm just curious. $200 each, please, from each council matter.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sussex Technical High School. Mr. Wilson, you typically give them funds for their fall sports poster. And this year they're requesting $264.95.
I think we all go.
Oh, okay.
We all go.
It's $200, Sam.
Okay. I'll give them $200.
Second.
$200?
$200 or the $264?
$264. No, did you say how much, Sam?
$200.
$64?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said Well, I said 200, but I'll give 64 to.
Yeah, give them a break.
Actually, it says Sussex County Council.
We know that. I'll kick in the $64.95, if that's all right.
Okay. We have a motion to grant $264.95 to our honor, Mr. Wilson, $64.95, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion?
But I feel like I'm at the outlet mall.
Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Town of Georgetown for the Spring Into Spring Festival coming up May 18th.
Hey, you can get rid of some of that money, Sam.
What I have on it, 500?
I didn't see anything.
Isn't that what I said? I wrote a note on there.
I'm sorry, I don't see a note on here.
But anyway, that's what I will give.
Okay.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
I'll give $250. I've got part of Georgetown.
Okay. We have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $750.
Jones got part of
Georgetown. $500, Mr. Wilson, $250, Mr. Phillips. Yeah, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Georgetown Boys and Girls Club.
$1,000.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Wilson's taxpayer account.
Mm-hmm. You got
Georgetown
that,
Boys and Girls Club for fundraising expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
American Legion Auxiliary.
Is this the poppy money?
Yes, and they will be in next Tuesday to present the poppies.
All right. What do they need for poppies this year?
You typically give $100.
Is that? Oh, okay. I'll be glad to do that again.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, to grant $100 from Mr. Cole's account to the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28.
Need some help on that, George?
Yeah, I'd like to give $100 too. I've got some folks that participate in there.
Well, I think the $100 buys one heck of a lot of poppies, so I don't know if they need $200 worth of poppies. I don't mind splitting it with you because I think it's we just have excess poppies.
Well,
it does say donations received from the poppy help the local.
Okay, that's right. Okay, well, I'm good. $200.
$100, Mr. Cole, and Mr. Phillips.
Thank you.
That's great.
Second that.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Delaware Ducks Unlimited.
That's that green wing they have once a year, right?
Yep.
That's green. Normally what do we do? We have
200 thousand? Each. Typically.
200 each. Okay. Yeah.
Make that motion.
I don't think I can, in good conscience, continue to support Mrs. Deaver spending money she doesn't have. Could we consider just giving them $800? $200 each from those who still have money.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
You got a motion to give $800, $200 from those with money.
If you would amend your motion to make it $400 from my account, for a total of $1,000.
I'll amend that to make it $400 from Mr. Vincent's account to make it $1,000.
And a second, Mr. Cole.
Second, yes, sir.
Any question on the motion? Nope. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Gator softball team.
Where are they at?
That is.
It sounds like they're out of Georgia.
No, I think we've done that.
Typically, 300 for Mr. Vincent, at least last year. 300 for Mr. Vincent, 100 for Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
And motion and second. The grant, $400 total, 300. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
How about you? Motion carried.
Cheer to host their Wheels for Meals classic car show.
What did I give them last year? Or what did we give them? What
got a classic car. Are you in that show,
I
Sam?
I see
250.
250?
Well, they're asking for 500 here, aren't they? Next to the last paragraph.
Yes, they are.
Okay, 500, 250 from Mr. Wilson, 250 from Mr. Phillips.
Second.
A motion is second to grant $500 to the cheer for their Wheels for Meals Classic Car Show fundraiser. If you're sure. $250, Mr. Wilson, $250, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes if Mr. Wilson appears with his classic car.
That was our last year.
You were?
Yes, he was.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
He gave me $500 showing up.
Mr. Wilson.
Hey, you took the money?
He won.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
I think it was rigged.
Sussex Cyclists.
All right, that's...
That's in Rehoboth.
Right, and what do we got? What are the requests?
The request is for $2,000, but last year it was $500 each. Mr. Cole, Mrs. Deaver, so you either want to do... Okay. And there is a representative here that would just like...
You can't do it, or you can...
No. I can do it July 1.
I thought you said a minute ago you were...
When there's more money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Don't include you then. Okay. No, I'll...
No, I'm done for the year.
Yeah, she's done.
Come on for real quick here and make a little... You could be...
I will be quick. Thank you. My name is John Kirkswhite. I've been president of Sussex Cyclists for about a year and a few months now. I wanted to introduce myself and thank you for all your past grants. Mm-hmm. I want to point out that we're expanding our bicycle safety program, not just for the stops we do in Rehoboth during the summer. I'm going to be at a library in Selbyville in a few weeks doing a program there. We're going to be at Millsboro Middle School on June 6th during their health fair. We're expanding our efforts to make sure that not just the foreign students, but the citizens, children, everybody ride safely around the county everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have very low dues, so most of our programs, particularly those safety programs, are grant supported. And you've been our biggest source of grants. We thank you, and we just hope you continue it.
Oh, Vance, if I gave $750, you want to give $250? Now we can.
Yep.
All right, there we go. We got $750 from me and $250 from Mr. Phillips, and we'll get the $1,000 again for you this year.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,750 from Mr. Cole, $250 Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
That there shouldn't be anything taken out of my account. That none of those motions included my account, did they?
Not until July 1st. Okay. Do we have to redo a motion?
When it's gone, it's gone, you know.
But the first one, we did include her.
Mm-hmm. Trap pond.
That's what I want to check on.
Well, then we can't include you. Asked you if you could, and you said yeah. You said
let's back up a second.
I did not.
Mr.
What was the question?
The motion was made previously to grant money from Mrs. Deaver's account.
And I'm not going to do that. That would be overdrawn.
Now we need
July 1st,
maybe. Read the motion. Okay, so we need to do what? Another motion?
You could do a motion that would indicate that any funds would not come until after she has funds or take it from another council person.
Okay. The motion that we dealt with was for which organization?
It was, Trap Pond. Yes, the first one, Trap Pond, $200 each for $1,000. So we could do...
I'll amend that motion to give an extra $200 from my account.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole.
And this will replace the $200 that Mrs. Deaver doesn't have.
So what we'll have, this will still be the same, $1,000, $200 Mr. Cole, $200 from myself, $200 Mr. Wilson, $400 Mr. Phillips. Any question on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
There is one, Mr. President, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 9.4596 acres, more or less, tax map ID 3-32-1-100 and 100.01, and it's in District 5.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
That the name that is not included when we introduced, the name of the applicant that when we introduce?
No, it's part of, this is the legal title to an ordinance because the name is not in an ordinance.
Right, okay, so I'm just you know.
This one was for Two Farms LLC, or Two Farms Inc.
We do have explanations in other areas, though, I believe, that if they want to know where it is, actually, sure. Without looking at a tax map. Yeah.
Mr. Guy, no more business brought before council. We'll go entertain a motion to go to executive session for job applicants, qualifications, and personnel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Okay. Mr. Wilson, to go to executive session for job applicants, qualifications, and personnel. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. I go to executive session.
Thank you.